village around Lake Community Hall, November 17th.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, November 17, 2014, at 7:38 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Tanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Mizinski.
May I get a motion to approve item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of November 3, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by
me.
Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Crowley. But he said it before she did, whether she said second or not. It was the right word. Seconded by Trustee Wazinski. What was that motion for? I lost my thank you. Any discussion or amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Down to Human Resources and Finances, the proposed tax levy. Mr. Shields.
I think our easiest way to go through this is right after the proposed tax levy AIS to the schedule of 8 different proposed tax levy options. The 8 were formulated basically based on last year's presentation to the board, using the same type of presentation. Flat levy, EAD only, and different percentages. And I just sort of need to explain, though, the top and the bottom. The top part of the graph is the overall tax levy versus last year. So the original estimate shows a 1.83% increase overall. And then it goes on. The bottom part of it, because of the pension levy included in the corporate tax levy, is the general fund impact only. Because the property tax levy for the pension fund is decreasing, if you look at the original estimate for the general fund option A, the percentage increase for the general fund is going up 3.83%, even though the overall increase is only 1.83%. So there's different options out there. The original estimate of $3,549,000 is basically the maximum allowable levy, which is A. That should be pretty close to what we're allowed to levy, with the exception of maybe some different dollar amounts. Everything under that is different scenarios. So at this point, I can give you my opinion what I'm looking at and why, which is really a 1.83% increase, which is the consumer price index plus new growth to capture what we can capture. Knowing that there may be some questions or concerns over that estimate is the reason for these different proposals to discuss any options out there that board feels would be a better fit for the community and bring anything back at the next committee of the whole. We have two committee of the whole meetings to discuss this if necessary, and the final tax levy and abatement ordinances must be approved on December 15th.
Last year when we did this meeting, we came up with a figure that was around $12 a household. Was what the what a normal household would pay. Is that approximately what it is now again?
I don't think it's that high. Well, hang on. 5,000 households?
Yeah.
The increase would have been 12 months.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
If you don't recall, I will tell you that this afternoon we figured out that the estimated levy of 1.83%, the increase, we just take households, it was a 12%
increase.
Okay. I
mean, $12. So it's a $12 increase.
Yeah.
For the year.
This current year. I don't know.
Yeah. So, all right. I mean, to me, that puts it in perspective. I mean, for what we we've committed with this new we have three new contracts that we now cannot opt out of for employees to be getting raises and benefits and stuff. So, you know, we got to do something to at least make that money and make sure we have those funds there so we don't dry up and we just cannot pay those contracts. So I think that's reasonable, 12 more bucks a year to do it.
And I'm sorry, was that based on the
1.3?
1.83. Yeah. I got no questions that side.
I guess what my concern is this has been being done as far as flat, no raising of anything for the last 4 years. You know, and I think at this point, Steve, I know you've got your years under you, and Don, you have years under you. Yes, each year you say, you know what, we can do this, we can cut here, we can cut there. Is that ever, one, going to run out? And number two, what is going to happen in 20 years, when all of us are retired and sitting on a beach, what is that going to do to the bills? I guess that's my only concern here. Because we keep saying no, 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 to raise, 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 we'll find, we'll find, we'll find. Because our findings can fall away from recommend anywhere, not us, but the bills to find that money.
Our reserves are there.
Right, if you don't want to use, and again, I'm trying to talk about
that. Then you can go back.
Yeah, and what if that takes 10 years? So these are just my concerns. I don't want people's taxes to go up either. I ran on the same thing. Understand it 100%. But what is it going to do to this village, again, when we're retired on the beach in 20 years, for the people that have moved in now, what is it going to do to them? That's just my fear. I mean, we all have our own banking, we all have our own budget, we all have our own stuff at home, and you can see the milk keeps going up and the paycheck doesn't. If your gas goes up, the paycheck doesn't. Your taxes, and I have to agree with Russ, $12, that's $1 a month. But if it's going to save up a few dollars in 10 years or 15 or 20 years? Okay.
Common sense tells you that you make cuts, you make cuts, you make cuts. And eventually, everybody suffered around here. We never gave raises. We didn't do what we should have done. We didn't pay for nothing, and now we paid for it. Now we're back in the black. If you were to stay in the black, take a look at household. I wish I was only going to have to raise my expenses $12 for the year. You know, Don, what your expenses at home are. We're running a corporation, a multi-million corporation, with dollar corporation here. $12 a year to me is more than reasonable. I don't think anybody could ever heard say that. We're exorbitantly going outside the lines of common sense and spending more money than we're making. I mean, just the increase alone for all of our employees, gas is going up, the salt costs are going up. I mean, you know,
hey,
expenses
go
up, huh?
Yes, go ahead. Don't change it.
Hopefully.
Right. We'll stay in there.
Yeah, we'll stay there. But I mean, things have been going up. So, I mean, to me, you know, you just can't keep cutting. And then one day you're going to look around and go, okay, what's left to pay the bills with?
And it isn't going to be up because
that's right.
We'll be long gone.
It doesn't always
cut
someone in your meetings. Absolutely.
I agree. But if you keep cutting every year, in 15 years, what are you going to cut from then when you've cut everything that you can possibly cut?
Who's
ever
cutting now?
Pardon?
Who's ever cutting now?
Well,
the question is to keep us from having to cut.
You need to build reserves. You got to have something.
Well, absolutely, but you don't want to keep using the reserves.
Exactly. If somebody says, oh, we've got to, you know, just some reserves. That's right. Leave it there. You're gonna have a catastrophe one day. You're gonna need money to go ahead and pay for something. That's like you run your household. If you live paycheck to paycheck, and then your car breaks down, and you gotta spend $500 for something, now you don't have it. So what do you do? Now we gotta go take out tax participation warrants or loans. You know, no.
Now let me just ask you, Don, because you've been on here for 20 years. Has it been raised every year since you've been in here?
No.
So there were years that you said no, we're not raised. And did you go 4 or 5 years in a row?
No.
Okay.
But has many of the counties been similar to the county we're in right now that you've been raising in?
And I just want to bring forward, too, that this board, again, is asking good questions, looking at difficult things, and make sure that we don't get into a situation that just recently one governmental agency just shut down, and that's our township's assessor's office. They were not able to look into the future and ask the questions I think that this board is doing. I certainly wouldn't want to see us end up in that same situation. We just brought on some new personnel that I'm very proud of, and happy to do for the police department. It's betterment for our village. We're a better town for it. There's, Steve mentioned the consumer price index. There's things that we have to keep up with. There's a new public works union contract that wasn't there to consider before. These things cost money. We have to look at it. We have to be prudent and select the right number, not just say, let's bring it up 4%, and we're doing that. And I want to thank you for looking at it that way. But regardless, Vicki mentioned 20 years from now, and Steve will give you some concerning numbers about 5 years from now. And we have to be able to maintain that. We ran on that same ticket. I don't want to see a dime increase the taxes. You've heard me say it before. I'm giving away my inheritance because I'm tired of paying taxes on it. I'm very aware of it. But we also have to run a business here.
And we do pay taxes. I had somebody tell us that it's going down before. I had somebody come up once and say, oh yeah, you guys, you can raise taxes, you do this, you do that, but you get all this stuff for free because you're on the board. And I went, no, still pay taxes and sewer and water, and I do the same thing you do. We don't get anything for free. So whenever I go up here, I got to pay also.
And I
have the air is free.
Yeah, the air is free, yeah.
And I also want to make mention, too, that our voters, our residences, I think, are very mindful of that also because they just passed a $29 million referendum for School District 116. That's going to have a larger impact on each house than the $12 that we're asking for.
And is it probably a wrong year to say let's get an extra $12 or $20 out of each household when they're already going to get burned with one District 116? Probably not, but I don't want to be, the village in the District 116 who's now in their second time of being held.
Right.
You know, do we want to look like
because
the
that affects our house value too, our prices,
well,
so, you know.
We're safe, but
yeah.
Others are not.
Right.
So. And Dan?
So now I'm going to throw the cog in the wheel.
Wrench in the work?
Yeah,
the
cog. Okay. I have absolutely no doubt that we have to raise our tax to some degree. I think we have to capture our new growth. There is absolutely no doubt that it's only fair because everyone else has been captured when they became residents of Round Lake. As far as the CPI, okay, well, I have a little difficulty with that. We have some room to consider how far we want to raise the tax. And again, with the school district, and we're going to be paying for that for quite a long time, and it's going to hit us hard. Not to mention, you know, if the governor doesn't repeal this tax, we're going to see a lot of taxes going up. And I want you all to consider, if we raise this too much, we are putting some of these people out of their homes. And we will not be capturing those taxes. These people, it's going to be an empty house. And so what are we trying to do here? What are we trying to accomplish? I understand we can't be flatlined because we just can't do it again. It's just not going to make the village live. And if the village doesn't live, then no one's going to be here anyway. However, to make the people thrive, I'm asking that we consider something less than the 1.8%. I wouldn't have an issue with like 1.25%. You're talking about $8.38 to a resident. Is that $2 going to make a huge difference? I think it's showing our residents that we care, that we are going to be sensitive, and we are going to take care of the village, but we are also going to take care of our residents. I think it's a happy medium. I probably even would balk greatly if we went to a 1.5. I think Steve would be like, woohoo, we're not close. I think we need to just be a little prudent here. I don't want to jump on the bandwagon for 1.8 just because that's what it looks like would help us. We don't have to fund, and I'm going to say I realize this, by 2017-18, we're going to start showing a major deficit. By the time we reach 2019 and 20, we're probably not going to have operating costs covered. So we need to start the race. But I don't think we need to make the whole raise in 1 year. That's my consideration.
don't think going up $12 is going to break anybody. And I don't think that's a big raise at all. I mean, versus all the other taxes you get out there, $12 a year.
Added to all those other extra taxes.
You know what? I actually, at the school district, in the park district, in the library district, I mean, all of them was up last year by 5, 6, 7%. I was watching you in the newspaper. They were just banging. Somebody went up 30-some percent. At $12 a year, I think we're being very prudent and very austere. I don't think we're looking. I mean, it was up to me sitting here. I got to be honest with you. Managing villages for all the years that I did, you know, you have a 5% tax cap. And every year you tax underneath that 5% tax cap, you leave that money on the table, and it gets compounded yearly. So you lose a ton of money, and after 10 years, you've lost a whole lot of money, and you never keep up with it, and you never get it back. It's gone. So I think that what we're taxing now is very prudent, very economical. And I think, you know, that's a problem. We look back at 2017, 18, 19. If we don't start doing something now, we're really going to be in trouble for the next 6, 7 years.
So only 6 years, right?
Yeah.
If you said by 20, I mean, that you sat there for 5 years. It went fast.
It goes quick.
It's going to go quick. And you start saying 2 years.
And I think we have to start raising, you know, that awareness. We have to start trying to it, but I'm just not certain that I'm feeling 1.8 is fair either.
Here's one thing that has been literally blowing my mind, and just with taxes, I've been comparing taxes from houses similar to mine to other houses similar to mine in other states. I mean, even bigger spreads than bigger houses, not even $1,200 a year in taxes. I'm paying practically $9,000.
You live in Lake County. Lake County is one of the 10 highest taxing counties in the United States.
But if I look at
it is
Douglas County in Colorado, one of the top school districts, you know, one of the good, you know, surrounding outside the Denver area suburbs, 1,200 a year. Boca Raton, Florida, 3,000 a year. And these are top school districts, top, you know, beautiful roadways, beautiful, you know, communities. They take care of our kids. How is it that they can do that for nine times what I pay already in property taxes, and yet
they don't pay the redundancies they pay?
Yeah, and the states aren't in debt. The states get to have the school funds. Our funds come in. We got more than billions of dollars in debt that will never pay off. They can't collect enough taxes to pay off.
But that's the thing. I don't understand. It's how easy it's really these governments get to work.
Yes, the state government just didn't care. Everybody passed the buck for 25, 30 years, and now we're and our kids are the babies.
Well, that's a theoretical conversation about politics that could go on forever.
These little things, as we add them, we compound them, it's pricing me out of my house. As you see, I have to now look at other states and other places where I personally, most likely in the next 2 years, will be relocating out of state of Illinois. As much as I hate to give it, I grew up here, this has been my home, I can't afford to live here. I mean, how hard is that for me to know that I have to literally pack up my entire family and everything I know because I can't afford to live in Round Lake, in Lake County. I can't afford to let my children grow up where I grew up. That's something that everybody looks forward to, speaking of them. You see that? That's the house mommy grew up in.
We might be the only part of government in this area that cares. I don't know if you believe that. And that's why I'm saying, I'm not saying we don't have to raise our taxes, because we need to. We need to take care of our village. I'm just not sure we have to go the whole enchilada at the 1.8. That's all I have to say. If we can come down and help the people a little bit and work our way, and I know we're going to not capture it all. I know we're going to lose a little on the compounding effect. But again, what good are we going to be serving if we can't afford to attract people to live here and they leave us? We're not going to attract business. We're not going to fill the schools that we're now going to be funding the bigger school for. We have to be realistic. What is our goal? What do we want to do here? What's the immediate goal? What's the long-term goal? solution for both, with a little bit of massaging, a little bit of working, a little bit of caring. And yet, you know, I had quite a long talk today with our administrator and our finance director. And we're looking at it because we're the people. We are here because our constituents put us in these seats. And that's what we're supposed to be thinking. They're thinking of it, it's a business. Well, I think the two minds have to come together and come to a meeting of the minds where we come to the conclusion we can live with this and we can still somewhat move forward, but we don't have to take it all at one time, do we? Or do we?
You know, that's one thing we talk about when you start to make dollars and cents. Last year, we took a number, if I'm correct, we said between 1.8 and whatever that number was last year, and then we divided it and got down to another number, and then we ended up with it, if I'm correct. Maybe what we should do is change over the next couple of weeks, or the next, between now and the next meeting. You might want to take the numbers between what? We do out, what, 1.25 is a number? 1.25? And let's say women and 1.6. Just for the sake of talking. And we sit down there and actually start to talk and see what would be the line items that would actually be affected between them if you went and you say 1.25 and then 1.228 or the next step behind you. That way it breaks it down so that we actually see what we're actually doing to our residents. And that way we're not actually beating them to death with a tax increase. That will give us time enough to actually think about it. I'm sure that once you, if you publish it, send it to us over an email or whatever so we can actually take a look at it. We probably have some sort of consensus by the time we get back.
The problem with that run after 6 years of running the deficit. So no matter what we do, how I allocate that, how do I allocate the deficit of my $100,000?
You can't. Well, now that's one of the burdens that we're going to have to bear until we figure out how we're going to do it otherwise. Otherwise, you're going to end up taxing a bunch of people right out of. You're going to tax ourselves right out of business if you listen to everybody else. For me, I don't know what to say. I've only been around the lake for 12 years, and every time tax bill, the Lord has blessed me enough to make it pay. So that worked for me, and it still worked for me. But, you know, there's a lot of us out here that's struggling with this, and the bottom line is that we have to also consider them. And just like I was saying, you have to look at when you sit down to eat, you're saying grace because you have plenty to eat, but you have to worry about what you would throw away that someone else would want. I think that puts us on that same level stand. Mayor, I think you had a good idea earlier. You were sitting out thinking about it too. I know how much it grieves you to have to deal with this. Because every time we start talking about raising the tax, it's bad news. We want to go forward so we don't have money. So we don't want to levy ourselves to the point where we fall back. So
it could be a really tricky line at which to choose.
Right. I think it's more of the concept and what we are doing theoretically. I don't know if the difference between an $8 increase or a $12 increase is really going to make that much of a difference to a person and whether they will be able to afford to live here or not. I can tell you, though, that it is the perception of what people will think of us as a board on making an increase with a percentage number. Regardless, so you mentioned that we look at this as a business. We look at this as a public entity, but it does have to be operated with the sense of a business, because if you don't, you're going to go broke. And the board, and I thank you for this, has started pointing the village into a direction of spending some money to try to get us to be a marketable agency that we can start attracting businesses to our community. Fortunately, that doesn't happen overnight. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen in 2 or 3 years. Hopefully, we can get lucky and have a couple of businesses that I think we can start reaching out to by next August with the comprehensive plan well in place, taking that the next step of how do we market ourselves for economic development. But again, these are things hopefully we can get. Steve mentions it to me almost every week. Get me a gas station. Get me a gas station. What's happened? We've closed the Marathon.
All
the
and invite them in.
Absolutely. 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 And that is the plan. And I'm glad that we're agreeing on that's the direction we have to go. But again, these things cost money also. And I'm concerned about us talking about whether $4 is going to make a difference to a family on an annual basis. Trust me, I don't want to see it go up a penny. The thought that we have the power to make those decisions, to make it go up a penny, revolts me. But it also, us as an administrative body to this village and our responsibility to make sure that it functions, is our number one priority also.
If you look at the total tax bill, I was looking at that, our village taxes are a drop in the bucket. Most people won't even see the 12 bucks because between the school and the county and the state and the park district and the library board and the fire department, I mean, our tax bill, our village tax bill doesn't even come to $500 off of your total bill.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think our residents get
the
concept, oh, we're going to lower the whole number.
Right.
And we can't.
Our $12 going up, we're going back. On my $6,000 tax bill, because that's what mine is, $6,400, that $12 is not going to make a difference to my tax bill. And I'm not going to, I guarantee it, none of my neighbors will complain. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to
be one of them. Even last year, when we only captured
a lot of villages got in trouble because pensions went up. They should have put their fair shares in. Nobody ever did. Everybody, oh, we'll catch up next year. We'll catch up in 5 years. Okay. Well, look at the position everybody's in. And this whole state is done from one end to the other, villages and cities. We had what village? The village went bankrupt south side of the city already. We've had other places closed. At some point in time, look, I don't like paying taxes any more than anybody else, and I scream and yell about it because I agree with what Don says. Believe me, a long time ago I was looking at houses out of Kentucky and Tennessee. I could go down there and buy a $100,000 house and have three times as much house and property and spend $1,000 a year for taxes. But you know what? I love this place. I'm going to probably end up dying here, so I'm going to pay my tax bill. But the state, our taxes that we pay as a village, what we do, for the minimal amount that's on that tax bill, I think we manage it very well, and I think the people get value for their money right now, and hopefully we can keep doing it that way.
Well, I think we've taken every fluff out we can possibly take. We don't have any more to take out of the budget itself. So it really comes down to taxes or other revenue. And
And hopefully before 2017, like Dan says, you know, our goal is to get business. We got to concentrate. I already told Dan, I said if I'm lucky enough to get back here again, that's one of the things I'm committed to working on. I loved it when I was administrator, and I will make that my number one goal, you know, working and getting businesses.
Dan?
Hi,
Donna. Let's just say in the next 3 years we get that sorted, and then we get two big boxes. Stores, businesses in here. Is this village going to give them a tax incentive for 5 to 10 years, like the beach does a lot of theirs, to get that business in?
I want to see that negotiation table first, but trust me, one of the things that we said from day one, we will prove ourselves to be business friendly. In this climate, you have to be. Will we provide incentives? Will we sit down and negotiate those things? Absolutely.
Okay, so I guess the point of that matter was, so you get that gas station and you get those two box stores, but you don't get any revenue from that for 5 or 10 years because we want it in here.
Got to get it first.
We're not going to get that either.
And again, it's a negotiation table.
Right. But again, if we choose to do that, when you give it 5 or 10 years, you've got that box store, you've got that gas station, but we're not bringing in any revenue. So now we're already hitting almost 2020.
Yep, that's it.
You know, so again, yeah, we'd love to get it. We want it, but we're not going to get it for a while, I guess, was my question.
Right.
It's not going to be the great windfall.
Right. It's not going to happen in 12 months. It might not happen in 24. It might take 5 years.
So what it comes down to is we need the tax increase. We don't want it.
Right.
But, unfortunately, it is, at this point, it's no longer for want versus the need. It is that's the need. So now it's a matter of discussing how much of a need we have versus how much of a want.
And we can't look at this next year. We have to look at 2 years, and 3 years, and 4 years, and 5 years. When Sue just explained, in 2020, it could be in a little bit of trouble. That's not far away.
Yeah,
a
little
bit of trouble. We already have.
Right, 2017. So, as good as we want to be, and as much as we don't want to.
That's 2 years.
Who wants to be in the position that the school is in? Now we've got to raise everybody $600 in 1 year instead of 12 or 20 for 4 years. So it's good. And as a taxpayer, we all are. I agree, it's a dollar.
I'd rather see it for 12 bucks, even 20 bucks a year, than someone coming up and asking for $300 a year. So
they ask for six.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's a lot
so, of money. What we're asking for, believe me, ours is, I think, more than reasonable, and I think anybody would have to say that what we have, what we're providing, is a good value for the dollar.
The referendum that was just passed is going to cost each taxpayer approximately $3,200 for the length of that bond.
$5.95 a year.
That's tough.
$600 a year.
Yep.
Times 15 years. I think you're wrong. I'm retired.
For the average house, they project it would be $3,200.
Saves money up front, I believe, in the back end, it costs you money.
I'm sorry, what?
It saves you money up front, but in the back end, it costs you more. The way of refunding they did the money.
Okay. This is not a decision we need to yet make tonight. We still have, how many more meetings, Steve?
One.
Two more?
So if there's any additional information
you'd
like to get from that,
you know, the whole chat. I think it's just now a matter of us all sitting there weighing down and more or less just accepting what truly we feel is.
I mean, you've all seen Steve's budget. He knows every paperclip, every staple, every rubber band where it goes. So, I mean, you know, I have no doubt that when he says, you know, 2020, we're in trouble.
Excuse me, thank you so much. I'm thinking very conservatively.
Right.
As worst case scenario were to happen, it's probably his conservativeness that's showing through. Will it be that worst case scenario or not? I'm not a gambler. And this is our village. It's our responsibility to take care of it.
Right.
I just truly want to be able to say to myself, we've looked at it very diligently. There is no other way around it. Do we have to go level 1.8? Could we go even you know, 1.6. I mean, something, I just want to be sure, yeah, I want to thank kind of public to the best, but I also don't want to risk the future health and welfare of this village. That's our job to maintain.
And that thing, sentence that you just said, I don't want to see, and I don't know so much that it's Steve as much as it's going to turn to Shane, them coming in every day thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to tell them they don't have any money for this? You know, they have to live that every day, 8 hours a day. I don't want them stressing out over it, and I think we should have respect for them that they come to work for us for 8 hours, and then they got to park on eggshells afraid to tell anybody, hey, we've got no money for this day, we can't make payroll, or whatever. You know?
We already had that discussion.
Are you on eggshells already, Steve? Anybody sees every dollar dying that is spent, it's them too. We don't live their shoes $8 a day. Where am I going to find it? Well, we're going to put that same ball.
Right.
Exactly. And you don't want him stressed out.
Yeah.
Are you stressed out?
No, I mean, so if he's being very conservative,
I'm here every day to stress out.
We don't pay him enough to come to work and stress for $8 and go home and take it out on the family and blah, blah, blah.
Steve, you've heard a lot of good topic here today. Can you come up with a number for us? That's number you want.
Are you comfortable with 1.8? That's what he came up with.
That's what I came up with. That's what I want.
Well, we gave you 2.3.
He's wants a 5% tax cap. He's just saying
5%.
Yeah.
I don't think I
could
do that to the rest of it, so I like that 5%. I like it. Yeah. I mean, I know we're hurting 3-4 years from now, but if I can increase it 5%, I wouldn't do it. I just
pretty fair.
Well, I know I've heard the stories tonight, and I've seen the paper. You hear it every year, year after year.
But
I gave you the percent I suggested.
Thank you.
Do you know anybody around us? Have they done theirs yet or no? Beach, park, hike?
The beach is going to keep theirs flat. But you have to be careful their home rule. So next year, if they're hurting, they can increase their tax levy 10%. It doesn't matter. We're capped.
They all have incredible revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. Their revenue.
If we're going to compare ourselves to anyone, we need to compare to someone who doesn't have points, you know,
who's
also living on residential tax
revenue. Here's what I can do. I will bring this back with all the lobbying abatement ordinances on December 1st for one last discussion. And if there's anything else I can think of as far as analysis or graphs, I'll show them to you. We'll just go from there.
But Steve, you think 1.83 is the bottom line?
I'm trying to gather as much as I can this year. I just look at the financial forecast that was approved in April by the village board, and when I see $700,000 negative cash in 2020, we have an issue. Is that ultra conservative? Yes, it is. But so far, I mean, it's only up $200,000 this year in the estimate for general fund, so it's going to be darn close. Part of that, there's certain positions we didn't hire, but we have to be very careful. And, you know, we're here to look out for the village. That's why I'm saying I'm not going to do a 5% increase. On the other hand, you're first, we're a business. We need to stay in business, supporting citizens of Grand Lake. Is there other options? Yes, there's not many. We're not only, you know, not only.
They're going to run out.
So, yeah, that is one of my concerns.
So let me bring the elephant into the room and ask a difficult question. Is the board ready to say tonight that we could live with the 1.83 that Steve has recommended? No? Yes? Well, let's bring it back to committee of the whole then.
Well, that's how we know 1.83 will not be doable.
That's the reason I asked. What would be the number then? I think you already have that number. I don't think we need to wait a week.
Okay, so if you were to lower this at all, I'd like to know what it is we'd be losing.
What are you losing? I'm trying to get the money in the general fund that we're going to not have for years from now.
Every year
we're doing deficits. Remember that. Mm-hmm. So all I'm doing is decreasing the deficit every year. I mean, if you look at the financial forecast, there's a deficit.
And Sue, when you said $8 the $4, did you say that was like 1.5, give or take?
So 1.25. If we do 1.25, it's $8.48.
Okay.
If we do 1.5, we're at $10 a household. And again, these are, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to equate to $10 or $8. It's going to be somewhere in there. So if we go the full 1.83,
it could be two, which there's a couple more development than I thought there was. I mean, just hold up. This is what the board is saying to the residents, 1.83 this dollar. There's other, like, street tax bills now. We're assuming that, but it's going to be cut out. It could be more, it could be less. That's a change to that final extension. That's the problem, too, here. It's all the unknown variables. We're close. They know we'll be close, I guess.
Just for food for thought, you said $700,000 by the year 2020. You divide that. If we had to come up with the money, we'd have to raise taxes on everybody about $135 to $140 for a year, just to break even.
Plus anything else.
So I'd rather go up by 12 and 14 and $15 increments if we can hold off the wolf instead of coming up with $135 or $140 a year. So hopefully by then we get some business in and the economy changes and things turned up. A little bit rosier future than it looks right now, and we don't have to point this. So
we're now ready to move this forward. Very good. We'll bring it back. Thank you, everybody. Good discussion. Nothing on the public works front?
No.
Special events, tree lighting.
All is going well. Just a reminder, it is December 5th, 6 p.m., those that are willing and able and would like to participate in setup and all of the above will be at 5. Books are in, they're on the table if anybody's interested in seeing the collection that will be there to be given out by Santa. Peter's taking care of, Santa's taking care of, Ron's taking care of his stuff. I did speak to Don. Don has gotten contact with the Queen, but having her back. Pat's got the hot chocolate taken care of.
I'm doing the
candy. Yep, we got the candy cane.
From the choir.
The only thing that we brought up in our meeting tonight, Don had an idea inside the book. One of two things, she's going to research real quick to see what the price difference is. We're getting a stamp that either says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, compliments of Village of Romney and Santa. Or the Panana stamp that costs, maybe do some stickers and put them inside the book.
Like a label?
Right.
So just want to be a little reminder of where this book came from when we come back. And we can even put like the year. So it's like a memory of that type of thing.
Right. So where our discussion was or our thought was Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. She brought up a point, they're coming to a Christmas tree lighting.
The group was at the special events meeting, whatever. It was highly suggested that we go with Merry Christmas. They are meeting with it. It seems to be a consensus of the group, but we decided to let the board make the final, if they had any issues against that.
Do we do Happy Holidays or do we do Merry Christmas?
And plus when we have legal checking, please
don't. I vote for Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay.
Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And that's what we said, but okay. Merry Christmas.
Mike Zimmerman is wringing his hands.
He's not paying attention.
I wring my hands frequently, you just don't notice it all.
I never sit back and say, how about
you? You see, Luke is in the contemplating.
This is going to be dropped on me.
I know what you've got to deal with, buddy.
This one's always a thorn.
If I may, as long as we're talking about board, I noticed in my notes, I had three complaints given to me last year about residences, about our signs in the village that says holiday tree lighting ceremony. And it's the same topic. They say, why can we not say Christmas tree? It is a Christmas tree. It's the only religion that recognizes the Christmas tree.
Well, he has last year's sign. It's just a tree lighting. It doesn't
just
say holiday.
It says tree lighting ceremony.
And it says come meet Santa. And I think that's more so for spacing.
Is this new sign?
No, that's
last year.
But we could say Christmas tree lighting.
Christmas tree lighting, and we can say
that.
We will, oh, these are new signs made up.
Are you sitting there painting all them up until 3 in the morning?
Down to the
office. Oh, down
to get my sign.
So we're getting new signs mixed.
No, that's not the date change only.
It's a sticker we can peel off, so we can attach new stickers. The signs are in great condition.
How many signs do we have?
About 30.
I want to say
30. And they all say the same,
correct? I'll
say that. I could take a big thick magic box and write Christmas across the top.
I've seen your handwriting.
I think I did. As much as I would love to see Christmas up there, I think if we put it, it's going to be too congested. It pulls away from, you know, everything out there. I mean, when you're driving past, you've got a limited amount of time to read before you can have to stare back at the road and have an accident. We do have coming on there, so it is still putting there. We've been through the holidays, so it's not even holiday on there. So, personally, I'm comfortable with this the way it is. Just for, you know, abbreviation for reading and getting on the road safely while driving down. That's be my biggest concern. Too much.
Okay. Just throw it up.
If they ask again next year, then we'll reevaluate it earlier in the year.
Mr. Shields.
Happened to do because of major scheduling last weekend. Team court is February 17th, so I informed them that there was a village board meeting that night also. And they expect to be here at the village hall tomorrow. And you come up with a call for that time. It's 3 months from now. The other thing is, I need everybody's tablet numbers because if we change our billing to 2 to 3 bills, sounds really strange. I can save $100 a month.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have your tablets going here, I can show you how to put the phone numbers on those tablets if you do not know how to do that. That is all I
have. You'll send an email out with the directions on how to find it?
I'm going to do it tonight before they go.
Right here.
Anything else? Suggest some new topics. Nothing. Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. 8:25.
Okay, here's one.